1240 AM WSBC. Yeah. Welcome back, folks, to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. Hey. This show is presented to you by the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub out in Beverly and Bridgeport here in Chicagoland.
Oh, yeah.
Fox's Beverly Pizza. Right. Best tavern cut thin pizza on the south side of Chicago.
Hot,
okay.
Nice.
Hot, nice, greasy, in a bag.
Looks good with a beer.
Absolutely. Guinness Irish Stout. Flood Brothers Disposal. The best garbage men in the world. Thank you, Bill. I was waiting for it. Man. My name's Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me, as always, to my left, twin brother Billy.
What's up?
And to the left of him, the greatest person in the world, Mr. Clayton O'Brien. Clay, hi.
Billy was gulping that Gatorade.
You left out Guinness is good for you, though. Yeah, Dad. I forget sometimes. The last couple weeks of the show, the cadence has been rumbly. At the top.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
You forget who to... I'm getting old in my age, you know? I'm
going to be... trying not to get shot on my way in to the building.
Were you? Yeah? Are you there? You're a paranoid guy now about the violence in the city?
Well, actually, today I had an appointment, and 2 hours later, like a block away, two guys were shot dead.
How do you know this?
Oh, boy.
You have the Citizen app?
News. No, I watched the news.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, so. I'm oblivious because I've decided that I don't like the news anymore, so this I just turn it off.
1300 block of Wilson.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, up there north.
Up north, yeah.
Up north.
Yeah.
Which is, yeah, the shootings are everywhere now.
Everywhere.
But it is, I can't think about that. I already have enough anxiety.
Right.
I got my phone, I had phone problems. I had car problems. I had a little health problem.
Oh.
Yeah.
No problem finding those fireball coats.
No, not, you know why I have
or
the
chugging down my Skittles. We'll get into that in a little bit.
I do live in the condo below, Bill.
Yes.
And
that should be a sitcom.
Dude.
It's getting there.
Yeah.
You need fucking one more crazy neighbor.
I do. I have Larry. Yeah. He's the best.
Oh, nice.
Shout out to you, Larry, for listening.
Yeah. If
you're not crazy, Larry.
No, you're not. I guess our listeners are probably privy to it at this point that my wife and I have separated after a number of years.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. But it's been, you know, I don't want to talk about it on the radio anymore, you know?
Yeah, don't.
So I won't, but I have to mention it for the fact that I do have a place to live underneath Bill right now.
No better place to be.
It's a two-bedroom condo. It is nuts. It is a sitcom. 42-year-old men living
I have witnessed you two live together before.
Like, yeah, together it didn't work out great. We were slumped.
Yeah, at least you're smart enough now to separate.
But yeah,
don't worry. I come home from work. This guy's like on my couch, eating my Hostess cupcakes.
I have a feeling it's Doritos. An open door policy.
Yeah, it's very
chugging
weird.
My Coca-Cola.
Do you treat his fridge as your fridge?
Yeah, he's in all the time.
And you, or he's got nothing.
Oh, he's getting better.
He's not a candy guy like you.
No.
So there's no stashes.
He'll be like, I got salami downstairs. And I'm like, I don't want any salami.
You go into his place, it's like you go into 7-Eleven.
Me?
Yeah, because there's like a Snickers here and a Reese's and a this and a that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stuff you would never have.
Yeah, yeah.
No, 100%.
I think I might start coming over.
Yeah, come on over.
He actually mentioned that today.
Grab some candy.
He's like, Clay been over here yet? And I was like, I go, not when I was like totally settled in.
No.
And I'm
you guys haven't been to my house. What the hell's going on?
And I'm like, oh, because Patty was like, look at this stash of pop and candy and chips.
Yeah.
This picture, it all piled in a corner.
Clay, Bill's house looks like a bar, like the whole house.
Yeah.
Like it feels like, because of all, he's got these elaborate lit up cabinets with all like hundreds of bottles of whiskey and like they're all illuminated and throughout the room.
It's like the Wild West.
It is like the Wild West. And I'm drinking, you know, cans of squirt like they're going out of style.
We gotta get a film crew.
It is a shrine to booze. Mike Sarkowski, our producer. Thank you, Mike. Yeah, Bill's apartment, Clay.
Yeah, my father walked in there and he was like, you know, it's beautiful, but it's borderline inappropriate. And I was like, well, what do you mean? He's like, well, I mean, if you were a 17-year-old kid and came up here, you'd be like, we got to get back in that apartment and somehow steal some booze from this guy. He'll never notice, you know, because there's that much.
Yeah.
And my dad's right. I can't, like, I'm like, I might look for a bottle or two.
You're
or
a collector.
No, I mean, a little
bit,
yeah.
Or is it just inventory?
A lot of it are sample bottles that over the years and stuff that I've received through work.
Right.
And people are like, can you give this away? And I'm like, I usually have to wait like a year and a half before I can feel safe whether or not I can give away a bottle.
Like that vodka that Isaiah Thomas invented.
I didn't know Isaiah had a vodka, but I'm, you know, sure. Yeah.
It was called Charger Vodka.
I want Isaiah Thomas to be in the show with you too.
Mike just asked me, he's like, you should host a tasting party. And believe it or not, I would love that.
I'd like Isaiah Thomas to come over to the house, Clay, yeah, for sure.
He could really host
I had a bunch of friends party. Over probably about, oh man, maybe like 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And
Liquor drinkers?
They were liquor drinkers.
Most of the time they are, Clay.
It was obviously a late night little after party kind of thing. You know.
What does your neighbor Tammy think about that?
Tammy wasn't, she was across the way. She wasn't invited to this.
Come on.
No.
You never forgave her for the screen door incident.
This is a no Tammy night.
I forgot. Yeah, no Tammy tonight. Sorry,
no
Tammy.
No Tammy tantrums.
Sorry, Tammy, if you're listening.
No Tammy tantrums tonight.
Yeah, she was probably having her own party. She's got people over there all the time, too. I can just see from across the way. But anyways.
I'm not getting into Tammy's
Mike
world.
Mike,
answer. Yeah, don't.
Yeah, please.
Bill's
Stop
trying
it
to.
With
Bill's
the
like, well, how do I make this right for Tammy?
Everyone, if you don't know Tammy, listen to past episodes. We talk about Tammy. She got locked out once.
Yeah, she got locked out.
I listened to that episode today. That's why I bring it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yes, like I had people over, and I thought that I was going to turn into a mixologist all of a sudden while they were over there, you know? And
you could have mixed anything.
I had heard that you could mix.
Don't say it.
I was in the process of. It was during the month where I was really pushing in a rice cream liqueur, like an orchata.
Oh,
all right.
You're talking to two guys that don't drink.
So three. So essentially, it's like rum chata. All right.
Sure. And does that go good with Pepsi?
It does not.
Good question.
But I was mixing it with this this Italian liqueur that's all, it's like an espresso liqueur.
You combine the oatmeal and the Italian?
You combine the rum chata or
you
the horchata.
You combine the oatmeal, the Italian, the rum chata, and the horchata.
And you put it over ice and you stir it up. And I was like, oh, this will be fun.
What happens?
Because there happened to be some females over.
Oh, that's why.
And I was like, these girls don't want to
drink. Whenever there's females over, we're all mixologists.
Billy's bow tie gets put on, his shirt comes off.
Start twirling the bow tie.
You know who said that line?
I wanted to twirl the bow tie.
Let me shake my canister for you guys.
And my buddy was with me, and he's like, what are you going to make these girls? And I'm like, I don't know. We'll make them some drinks.
You're going to mix a bunch of crap together.
And it did not work well.
Girls, check it out. I made you a couple of Bill Cosby's. It's horchata, a little Italian. And squirt.
But yeah, it was like I was really
sleepy.
After the negative response that I received, I was like, I better change my sales pitch.
What? It just didn't taste good?
I thought it tasted wonderful, but these women were like,
they were high class.
No, they were like, don't you have any like High Noons or White Claws? And I was like,
oh, you're
no.
What were they, 22?
No, they were in their 30s. They were adults. Mm.
Okay. They're just addicted to seltzers.
Bill they and liked I had seltzers. They weren't into the cream stuff, you know.
Anyway. Oh, well. Bill and I, one place is that Bill's place, his apartment kind of reminds me of because we set a tavern.
Yeah.
It's got a cork and carry element to it.
Yeah, it's wooden.
There's lots of
wooden.
Some leather.
There's glass. There's light. There's bottles.
There's smoke.
But I will say this about Bill's apartment.
No smoke.
Nah, it smells like smoke.
Yeah. My dad and I have our office in his condo, right?
Sure.
And so we're walking freely through
it. You took over this building.
We did take over the building. In any event, my daughter will come by after school sometimes, and occasionally she'll have a friend with her, right? Mm. And I'm like, oh, and it's like the drop in from the friend when you're not expecting the friend.
Yeah, hello,
as a
friend.
Parent. Yeah, you're like, oh, you have a buddy.
Yeah.
All right.
Hello, buddy.
And then, yeah.
Hello,
hi, buddy.
Buddy.
Hi, buddy. I'm Charlotte's dad. That's the strangest thing I've said all week.
You mean start talking like that to kids?
Hello, buddy. I'm Charlotte's dad.
When I would bring a friend home and like
they'd probably laugh.
Fifth grade, my dad would ask the friend if he wanted a cigarette.
Yeah.
Want a cigarette?
Hey, yeah, you want a cigarette, a Pepsi, some cherries?
In any event, the girl who Charlotte had with her walked into the apartment, and because of Bill's apartment is filled with booze and illuminated, her eyes were like, what do you guys do for a living?
Yeah.
What's going on here?
You guys moonshiners?
We're in film production. Have a drink.
We run a whiskey from Canada.
That's right.
But if you want a whiskey from Canada or from Ireland.
Yes.
Or any Scotland. Kind of bourbon or scotch.
They have
whatever
it,
you're looking for.
They have it at the Cork and Carry.
Sure do.
That's true.
This show is presented by them. We return after these.
On the death walk of saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Carry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by to Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Kerry.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
If you're looking for an office in the loop, you got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 20 North Clark Street and 455 North City Front Plaza Drive in the NBC Tower. IOS has an entire floor in these two very prestigious buildings, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference room and day office usage, administrative support services, and customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com or call them at 312-561-2300 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. That's integratedofficesuites.com, 312-561-2300. You'll be glad you did.
Don't touch that dial. The Hooley's Hooley returns in just a moment.
When your family has suffered a loss, the Sheehy family will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes are third-generation family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated many years of their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted Street in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. The four provided a personal service that became a foundation for success. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. As a family-owned and operated funeral home, the Sheehys believe the one thing that separates them from the others is the personal service they can provide. The name on their sign outside the funeral home should mean something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. The Sheehy's entire staff consists of individuals who care about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Arrico, and John Sullivan, and all of their other staff take great, great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. The Sheehys pride themselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family they serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth, Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery. Or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
Thorough good.
Makes you want to eat chili.
Yeah. Welcome to my apartment. I'm Billy.
Yup.
Make yourself comfortable. I'll get you a drink. You want some Skittles?
Step over that dead cowboy and have a drink.
I got Cool Ranch Doritos, Skittles, and bourbon.
And I'll mix this oatmeal liquor with this Italian liquor. And then you'll drink it and get drunk. And
don't mind the guy over there. Drinking squirt, who looks just like him.
Who looks exactly like me?
It's his brother. He'll be quiet.
Yeah. He was over at my house the other day, and I was like, "Where did all the squirt go? A case of squirt in my house is gone."
Sitting in it with empty squirt cans at his feet.
His kids are chugging squirt. I mean, like everyone. My dad's chugging squirt. The whole family's chugging squirt.
Get a safe.
Squirt is an unbelievable pop. It's a grapefruit-ish soda.
Get a gun safe.
A lot of Chicago people like prefer 50-50 over squirt. But
yeah, and I like Canfield's 50-50.
I can't tell the difference. We'll plug to
you. But I don't see it out there much anymore.
No, I don't either. 50-50 was fire.
Like 50-50 disappeared, but Green River made like a big comeback. What's going on?
Because hipsters love Green River.
Is that it? Yeah, that's right. That's the slogan right there. Hipsters love Green River.
Yeah, we made it survive.
That would be a great ad campaign for Green River, the Green River hipster.
Clay, I do recall having Green River at your house as a child growing up.
Rarely.
Sometimes a Green River, but mostly IBC root beer was a staple at your house.
Yeah, we had like cases of that.
You did. Looking back on it, I'm like, your parents were so nice because you'd have your buddies over there. We'd chug at least like a 12 pack of that.
Right.
You know, your mom would go down there and be like,
squirt shouldn't be a big deal.
Billy knows how to attract the kids at his apartment. Lots of pop. And booze.
Pop candy and,
you know, if you're a 14-year-old kid, you walk into that room, you go, this is the spot.
You got a lot of 14-year-olds going over to your house?
No. No, he's got framed posters of Marilyn Monroe and Joe DiMaggio.
Marilyn Manson.
And Marilyn Manson.
No, he's got Marilyn Manson. No. Tammy might have a Marilyn Manson, though.
She's got a full Marilyn Manson costume on a mannequin.
Oh, gosh, that's creepy.
That sounds like a party, dude.
I didn't know that Tammy and Buffalo Bill were related.
Leave Tammy out of this.
Yeah, sorry, Tammy.
All she did was get her boyfriend locked out.
Yeah, she's actually a very sweet person.
I'm not going to go into who she is, but like, if you want to listen to our old archives, you can go to Hibernian Radio.
What does she drive?
And find out. She's got a Nissan Altima.
Yeah, I knew it.
Okay.
Yeah, me too.
Is it white?
It's what do they call that? Tan.
They do call it tan.
By the way, we've been talking about candy and pop and cigarettes and all that, and you know, all the good stuff.
Go ahead.
And chips.
Sure.
I got a bag of Skittles the other day.
Okay.
All right. And I'd forgotten about it because obviously we'd been going through some teeth problems in the fall.
Yeah.
I talked about.
So you forgot about Skittles for a little bit?
I had to forget about Skittles.
Yeah, you had
They
no
were
choice.
Painful.
Yeah.
You know? But my mouth feels back to normal, so it's time to go see what's going on, right?
Getting to the damage.
So I was
exactly.
I was at a Food for Less.
Oh,
all right.
Where was this?
Over in beautiful Melrose Park.
Oh, nice.
And you
were working.
Actually, I was there to get soda.
Oh,
they got good deals
on soda. Casual visit to the Food for Less.
A casual visit to the old Food for Less. Shout out to you, Kroger. They own Food for Less.
They got nice staff there. Yeah.
Wonderful people. Anyways,
produce.
I'm whipping around. I'm getting my stuff, and I'm in the and I'm coming up to the aisle to check out.
You got a cart or a basket?
Oh, I got a cart.
Okay.
And I'm like,
oh. You know, I'm like, yeah, I'll just grab a bag.
Do you ever put both feet on the cart and kind of glide for a little bit?
I haven't done that in years, but I should.
I had
about five cases of pop in there, so I could easily sustain the weight.
Yeah, but then you might have to pull back on that
if
sucker.
If I hit somebody, it'd be like getting hit by a freight train.
Oh, yeah, that could be a deadly incident.
You know, I
could be.
My shopping cart was, Jack's pizzas, pop. Chips.
I just read a story of a guy.
Hamburger buns.
A girl bumped into him. Sorry to cut you off. Bumped into him at a grocery store. The guy followed her home and shot her. But she lived.
That is disturbing.
Yeah, it happened in Pennsylvania.
Getting back to Skittles. I was in line.
Would you get a raw Skittle?
No, I got a bag and I was like, oh, yeah, let me get those. I haven't had those in a while. Got home.
Oh, boy.
Totally forgot that on September 24th of this year.
I don't want to hear this.
They switched the green apples back to lime.
Wait a minute. How do you know the date?
I read it online. I think it said it was released around September 24th.
Skittles block?
I literally was eating a bag
you
of
look
them.
Up Skittles. You look up candy information?
Yes, I did look this up about Skittles.
The new what's going on with candy. You're up to date?
kind of, yes.
Candy blogger.
Oh, that's so crazy.
So, yeah, I was like, oh, my God, September 24th, they did this. And I was like, I'm that late to the game on the lime coming back?
You should get a tattoo that says 924 and then the old Skittle on one side and the new one.
Wow.
That's your ad campaign right there, Clay. You just wrote it for Skittles.
No, I get a shamrock that says 924, and in between the leaves are two different, RIP to the green Skittle, to the green apple.
Yes, please.
Oh, man. Anyways.
Sounds like we're talking to the guy at the tattoo parlor. It's a concept tattoo about the lime Skittle line coming back.
If for you Skittle people out there,
get ready.
Get ready. They've been ready and they're back. And I think people are happy. I've just got to experience
it. What was the re-release drop date?
September 24th, I believe.
Oh, I thought
this
was when they took them away.
No. Right. They took the green Skittle away a little over 6 years. No, I think it was eight years that the Apple had its run.
I think you've gone straight out of your mind.
Well, either way, I hadn't had a lime Skittle since I was about 34, and it was nice to have one again.
Yeah. So, yeah, can you just buy the bag of limes now?
They don't have that yet.
Oh, but they will. When's that coming out?
I don't know.
December of 30?
Maybe. When are they going to come out with Airheads all cherry, Or
you should take over these companies.
Yeah. What did I have recently? You could be a consultant. Oh, I had a Sour Patch Kid, a grapefruit and orange Sour Patch Kid. They had a thing for Halloween that they released.
You get some candy music?
No.
Don't cut me off.
I got the oranges. Oh my gosh, they're heavenly. And I was like, why don't they make these again? Anyways, that's it. That's all I have to say. Oh, there it is. Yeah.
Oh yeah, perfect. This is what Bill wakes up to every morning.
Well, this is definitely a montage sequence in the pilot episode of Billy and I living above and below each other.
Yeah.
Which is, the more and more I think about it,
what do we call the sitcom? Idiotville?
Idiotville. Bill names the sitcom Idiotville.
What's your, the building.
What's the tagline?
Whatever like you're the building thing? The three flat from hell.
It is like a sitcom, though, of some sort.
The tagline is, candy up, candy down.
No, the name of the show is Hibernian Media.
Yeah, confuse the hell out of everybody.
Sure.
Hibernia.
Who's the candy?
Portlandia.
Yeah, like Portlandia, Hibernia.
Ooh, who's the host? Isaiah Thomas.
Thomas, absolutely. Will be hosting.
He's like the Robert Stagg.
Yeah,
he's like
got a crush on Isaiah.
The episode you're about to see is purely fiction.
Yeah, we'll give him a trench coat.
Oh, yeah. Right, give him a trench coat. The Houlihan brothers grew up in River Forest, which is just really nice, and it's about 5 miles from the west side,
we'll
and
put
they
the
never
Unsolved
left.
Mysteries music behind it, too.
And now they live here.
Yes. Wow. We'll borrow that.
What else is going on, guys?
Nothing. Your candy troubles, your car issues.
I had the health thing that I spoke about way earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the phone health thing. I went to the immediate care facility, right?
What happened?
I got the, it's a prostate thing. That's been, they had a little problem down there.
Mm-hmm.
Some dribblage whenever you're trying to finish urinating.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I got to get checked out, I
mean, that could be 12, 24 different things.
Well, one of the things I tried to tell myself.
That could be a kidney failure.
Yeah, exactly.
It could be a urethra problem.
Right. It could be an infection.
Got a bad urethra.
Got a
kidney failure.
Hole.
Got a clogged hole. It eats too much candy.
Yes, that's what they wrote on the thing. Yeah. The nurse took that down.
Yeah.
The doctor looked at it, went, got it.
That'll be $1,700.
Right. I understand you like candy and you smoke and you're having the dribbles. Okay.
Yeah. Eat some vegetables. We're drink
gonna
some
take
water.
We're going to take some blood now.
You got to drink like 16 gallons of water a day.
But it is. Yeah. I'm like, do you? I'm like, I've never had a prostate exam. You know, yes. Like, so I had to go in and.
That's a good time for you.
No, I was like. Oh.
You know, it's funny you bring up the water, and I hate to cut you off for a second, but it's funny that you bring up drink like 16 gallons of water a day. That's a lot, by the way.
That's a little too much.
That is a little excessive.
That's what I was at. Is curable. You got to drink 16 gallons of water a day for 10 days.
I was at a Goodwill recently, and I saw this great, like, water bottle.
Oh, come on.
Like a big one, you know? And it had this click button on it where, like, the spout popped out, you know, and, you know, it was pretty high tech. And then I thought about it, and I was like, ooh,
somebody
how much is
sucked
that?
That's what I was like.
Then I started thinking about what disgusting person had been sweating and sucking all over this thing. Like,
maybe it was Evander Holyfield.
Could have been Evander Holyfield. Or Isaiah Thomas.
And I was
like, what if it was like a really, what if it was Pam Anderson?
Who? I would have bought it.
She's getting divorced.
Someone
wrote that and marked
her on
there.
Property of Pamela Anderson.
Oh, but I'm buying it for sure.
She has this in her Hollywood Hills alone.
Yeah, she got divorced again. Good for her.
If it said property of Pamela Anderson on the water bottle, that thing wouldn't have lasted 5 minutes at Goodwill. Somebody would have been in there like grabbing it like it was gold.
Yeah. She got divorced again, huh?
Yeah, you sent me that text.
Yeah, who she was married to?
She was that director guy. Yeah. And then that didn't work out, and then there was a new guy, and anyways.
I'm in the doctor's office.
Yes.
And this was last week, and they made me do a sample, and then they gave me an antibiotic. They're like, we'll just take this as a precautionary measure. When we get the lab results back, we'll know more about what might be going on.
Sure.
You know, kidney stone, UTI, whatever. I'm like, all right. And so I leave, you know, and I finish the antibiotics, and I'm like, all right, I got to go back. And then they called me, like, are you coming back? We need to explain your test results to you, right? And the anxiety button went off in my head, right? I was like, I'm like, And so, of course, I got my test results back, and you try to decipher them. I don't know, right?
No.
But I'm Googling random words.
Dangerous.
Inside of it, you know? Then the mind races, right? And it's like, in a couple lines, it said, like, abnormal. I'm like, oh, no. You know? Man. I'm like, what's going on? Do I have bladder cancer or something? You know, like, you start, the paranoia just steeps in.
Yes.
But I went back today, and they're like, no, that's not what that means. You know, like, it's just... went down one of those anxiety, like Google, like that's the worst thing about these phones now and everything today. You're just like, well, what could be this? Let me look.
You've been
this.
A WebMD, you know, geek forever.
Whenever WebMD geek, he says.
Whenever something goes wrong, he's like, oh, God.
Self-diagnoser. And I try to do that with my cars, you know. I'm like, oh, let me look it up. And then you tell the mechanic, well, I think it could possibly be like this. Like, you don't know. You're not a mechanic. Stop pretending.
I'll know.
Right. Why are you giving yourself the stress?
Yeah.
So
you're going to live.
I ain't going to live, I think.
Well, we're glad to have you.
Yeah.
I mean, we can do another season of Idiotville now.
Absolutely. Yeah. We were going to play a song. You wanted to play.
Should I go first or you, Pat?
No, I want you to go first.
Yeah, mine is a reflection of the craziness in the city. It's called Youth Gone Wild by Skid Row. Another misfit kid, another burned out town.
youth gone wild.
I want to scream like that.
Wow, I forgot how great Sebastian Bach is.
One of the best ever.
Skid Row, everybody. Youth Gone Wild. Thank you, Clay.
He's a direct descendant of Bach. You know, Bach, the classical music.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know who he is.
Johann Sebastian Bach.
Yeah, Bach.
That's why his name is Sebastian Bach.
Got it.
Sebastian Bach, look at you.
You've made it all the way to the Hooli's Hooli. You're killing it, kid.
It's like the Chicago cop working the concert. Sebastian Bach. Look at you, all grown up. We did this 30 years ago, remember?
Now I'm here, got to babysit all these kids.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
Yeah.
Anyway, what were you going to say, boy?
I'm not dying.
Yeah, good. You're going to live.
Yeah, I'm going to live.
So do it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Live. Live, damn it.
Yeah. You got to start living every day like it's your last and be grateful.
Yeah,
go
seriously,
because
you could.
Don't hold back. No holding back.
Next thing you know, someone's got a Tommy gun pointed at your head.
In Chicago, possible.
Yeah.
Back in, dude, car hell is not ending for me right
car
now.
Phone.
Car phone.
Pants.
Health. Prostate. Head, you know.
Bangs.
Yeah. Welcome, 2022. Did you say bangs?
I did.
I don't have bangs. If I had a full head of hair,
I have bangs.
I don't got bangs. I don't have any hair.
No, because you said earlier Red Bull gives you wings, and I said Red Bull gives you bangs. You would love it if that was true.
They should have L. Davis' son do a commercial. Red Bull gives you bangs. For the, you know, it's like a Raider-colored can of Red Bull. Okay, whatever.
You want to talk sports?
That'd be amazing. Oh, you know what we did mention? Bill and I mentioned that we were talking about like hard seltzers that are coming out.
Right. Yeah.
Now that I live below Bill, Bill and I have a lot of powwows and idea think tanks over some squirts and some cigarettes and laugh our heads off.
Yes, this happens.
But one of the ideas I had recently is a can, all right?
Yeah.
With the fart in it?
No, that's an old idea. It's still in the cooker.
It's coming. It's coming, people.
Yeah, the John Goodman can fart, though. It was celebrity can farts.
It's 10-year development.
It is. It's a long.
Patty tried to explain a Goodman fart, what they
were. To another human being?
Like, to another human being recently, and the guy was like, what? He's like, yeah, we had an idea where we were going to can farts, and we were going to call it John Goodman farts. And the guy was like, what? Okay, getting back to your story.
Who is he? Who is this gentleman?
I can't remember, man.
That's
the guy,
brilliant.
I just remember him looking at us like, okay, all right, cool. Have a good night, guys.
Where is this scientist? Show me him. You are the man who invented the John Goodman canned fart gag gift. You, sir, are a genius.
Yeah.
It was John Goodman.
Listen, would you have to pay Goodman, by the way?
We don't know.
Nothing. I spelled it with an extra O.
Yep.
Oh, it's with three O's.
Yeah, right.
John Goodman farts.
Yes. John Goodman farts.
I can't say what I want to.
I don't even know where I was going.
Seltzers.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Bill.
Yeah.
Bill's paying attention hard tonight. Bill and I have it.
Seltzers.
Bill and I were talking about seltzers.
Why?
Because Billy talks liquor to me a lot. You know, he's like, "Hi, Noons." You know, he's trying to explain the liquor business.
And you're just nodding your head.
Yeah, I go, okay, sure. You know, I go, we should invent a seltzer.
I try to talk to everyone in my family about it. They don't understand a word that comes out of my mouth.
No.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
they love you.
Yeah. So Bill's like, "Well, what's your?" I go, "I got a seltzer idea." He goes, "Oh yeah, what is it?" I go, it's marketed to the bro cultures and their girlfriends.
Right? Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's a white can.
Sure.
All right. And it's got red on top and red on, so on the lip and on the bottom, it's a red stripe.
Ooh.
It's a vodka soda can, right?
Okay, sure.
So, but it's like, we used to call them slutty temples. You know what a slutty temple is?
I don't.
It's a Shirley Temple with vodka.
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
All right. That was bar slang. But so that's what it is. It's vodka, soda, grenadine, and it's that.
Happy juice.
And happy juice.
Yeah.
We want to put that in a can.
Yes.
And we want to call the brand Moist.
Moist seltzer?
Yeah.
Moist seltzer.
The refreshing, unimaginable experience of Moist. You know, and then a can.
The defendant said he had a six-pack of Moist before he got in his car and killed 11 people.
Maybe we could have like a flashback of Shirley Temple in one of our commercials.
You know? I was actually...
That's dark.
Shirley Temple, yeah, I can't see it. No.
Have a can of Moist!
I had an upgrade to a product we talked about last week, the Suicide Pod.
Yes.
I decided that we should have, there should be the Pesci Pod, where instead of the oxygen running out, Joe Pesci walks up to the thing and just shoots it with the Tommy gun 60 times.
The Pesci Pod. Wow. The Pesci Pod. Okay.
Look at that. Mike pulled it up. And that, Mike, that is my reasoning. So the headline reads, "The science behind why people hate the word moist."
Ooh.
All right, which is, I've known that for years, that people were like, ew, that's creepy.
Why is it?
Because I guess through our pop culture immersion of pornography and things like that, it has sexual connotations that are not...
I think of cake.
You think of cake? Moist
like
cake.
Chocolate cake.
Oh, right. A nice moist cake.
Like a Portillo's chocolate.
Oh, of course.
It's the moistest.
Yeah, like a Betty Crocker gets it all moist for Thank everyone, you, right?
And body right. function, or what is it? Yeah, body functions, you know. It's like so. But the science about why it makes people uncomfortable is why the can is a bestseller.
Yeah.
You know, and a joke for people. They're I like, think it's because oh, get them a six or a moist.
It's got the S in it, you know?
Yeah.
Moist.
Yes.
It's very fun to say. Moist.
It's actually, yeah, it makes you feel dirty.
It does make you. You know what? Maybe you just sell.
Hey, how about this weather? It's very moist.
You can make a lot of money off that.
Oh.
Your moist moist seltzer.
You'll never be good enough for Kroger you Foods. Know, Go back to adult play.
You know what? I just had an idea.
You should call it Dr. Moist.
We get
like Dr. Pepper.
Oh, that's way better.
Dr. Moist is like another version of the original Moist. You know, we have to add on lines to it. I also like the idea of...
This isn't going to happen.
I also like...
Dr. Moist is a rum and coke in a can.
Nurse Moist. Sure, there's all kinds of different, you know, some cowboy variations.
Moist.
Of, yeah, Cowboy
That's
Moist.
That's a Jackie Coke in a can.
Athlete Moist.
Athlete's Foot Moist. Athlete Moist.
Oh, you can have certain athletes sponsor their own flavor of Moist.
Yeah.
Right.
Chris Sabo Moist.
Yeah. Sabo Moist.
Rob Gronkowski Moist.
Sabo Moist.
Sure, you know.
Give me a six-pack of Sable Moist.
I want a six-pack of Mike Gallego Moist.
We're going to talk about... Moist.
Yeah, you know,
Sierra Moist, face. Like Sierra Mist. Ruben Sierra.
I had an idea about...
Former Yankee.
We do a Sierra Mist, only it's...
Sierra Moist.
It's for... Oh, Sierra Moist.
Sierra Moist. This beverage is alcohol.
It's got a picture of Ruben Sierra on it.
Yeah, hitting the dinger.
That's a... And you know what? Then we get like the chick from Twizzlers, you know, the mouth that you, and the, you know, she goes moist at the end of the commercial.
No, the can will say all the talking.
Yeah. The can will say all the talking. That's why it's white with the red on top and the moist.
Yeah, we'll make lips out of it.
It's
somehow.
Like Coca-Cola. It just says moist. Yeah,
sure.
We could get them
old. CGI
remember the old, what was the lips? The
Mad
Kissed lips. And we could just have that say moist on
I
the
love
expressway.
That I love that song.
I do too. I love
it
that as a
so
kid.
Happy.
Yeah, for, you know, everyone that used to drive down the Eisenhower.
Yeah, because you're just like, finally, I got something to look at for a second.
You'd always know, you know, you'd be like, oh, there's the lips.
Yeah,
we're in
there
Chicago.
They are. Mad Kiss. What the hell was Mad Kiss anyway?
A carpet company, I thought, of
was
some
it?
Sort.
Yeah.
God bless the Mad Kiss family this weekend.
All right, well, I had, yeah, God bless the Magic Kiss family this weekend. Sarah Hand, one of the producers at Hibernian Media.
Yeah, we know her.
She,
she's a wonderful soul.
Yes, she is. She came up and she messaged me on the Facebook and she said,
is that right?
I got a song request for this week.
She doesn't have a phone? She can't phone you?
She can text.
Or ring you, as they say in Ireland?
Yes. And anyway, she wanted to hear 515 by The Who.
Yeah, it's
awesome.
A good call.
And I said,
absolutely. With
so
pleasure, Sarah.
Here it is.
We'll be right back. with a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
On the Death Walk of Saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew to share a good story or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Kerry.
Hang in there. We're almost ready for some more of the Hoolies Hoolies. Stay tuned.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste recycling and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth, Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
Yeah, mention it for a free toothpick.
Just one.
Just yeah. One. Welcome back. Hey, the Bears.
Hey.
Hey. Hey, I don't know if you heard, but the Bears got a new coach today.
Oh, yeah, who is it?
Matt Eberflus.
I'm sorry?
Matt Eberflus.
Matt? Who's this Eberflus? You know how many people are doing that right now?
Who?
Another guy named Matt.
Dad, have you ever heard of Matt Eberflus?
What did he do?
He was the coach of the Colts, so they're defensive coordinator.
He was also with the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, I've heard of them.
Yeah.
What do you do with the Colts? Lose a bunch of games?
No, he actually did a pretty nice job for him.
Yeah, we're about to lose a bunch of games.
But he's, you know, this has got Bill Polian written all over it.
I hope you like losing Jeff, whatever hell your name is.
Yeah, Matt.
What's his first name? Matt.
Matt Eberflus. It will be the first head coaching job for Eberflus, 51 at any level. After 17 years as an assistant at Toledo in Missouri, he began coaching in the NFL as the Browns' linebackers coach in 2009. He spent two seasons in that role, then seven as linebackers coach for the Cowboys. Ironically, the Colts hired him as a defensive coordinator in 2018 and intended to pair him with Josh McDaniels, the Patriots' offensive coordinator, whom they'd agreed to name their next head coach. McDaniels backed out of the job after the Super Bowl, though, and the Colts eventually hired Eagles offensive coordinator Frank Reich as head coach. Eberflus stayed on as defensive coordinator.
Football.
Okay. So we don't know much about him, really.
Nor do we want to.
Does it seem like a McCaskey-ish hire? I'm like, is this
I don't know. Apparently Ryan Poles, the new general manager, who they just named him this week, he liked, this was the guy he picked. He was like, this is the one
he's
I want.
He's from the Chiefs, though, so he kind of knows what he's doing.
Oh, really? Matt Nagy was from the Chiefs, too, you know. Oh. But he's like, here's the thing. Ryan Poles is not necessarily from what it was considered the Andy Reid coaching tree.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. He was just a general manager. Actually, at one time, Ryan Poles was a member of the Chicago Bears. So,
what's your good record going to be next year, Bill? 2-11?
500.
Oh, 500. Maybe. Maybe 500. They've got a lot of work to do over there. Look, if they could get to, you know, above 500, I'll take that. Who knows, though? Like, remember, everybody
I think they need a robot coach.
Remember, they brought in Nagy, and then all of a sudden they won the division championship. You know, I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah. Robot Wouldn't coach. That be interesting? The Chicago Bears, in the most innovative move in NFL history today, acquired the holographic coaching duties of John Madden. An artificial intelligent John Madden that is wired by every John Madden,
you know,
playbook
the funny thing.
Play in the
you
last
You mentioned something like
by
that?
Musk.
Like, oh, that would be kind of cool to see that, or weird, either way you look at it. The Madden brand, mm-hmm. it's worth over like $1 billion.
Can you imagine if there was
a
hologram?
They would never let the Bears own that hologram or use that. Like, you'd have to, it'd be the richest contract.
Bill, come on, never
say never. Can you imagine if there was a hologram of John Madden on the sidelines for every game?
Be awesome.
The fans would go wild.
Or Ditka.
Right.
85 Ditka.
85 Ditka.
Put those sunglasses on, chewing gum.
Yeah.
They got a bunch of coaches. They got 85 Ditka hologram.
Every
they got
greatest coach ever.
Yeah. They got five hologram coaches for the price of one. One human coach. They said, we're going to do the hologram
they
deal.
They got Landry, right. Wayne Fonts.
Biggest attraction in the NFL
Wayne
this
Fonts,
year.
Tom Landry, Ditka, Madden, and who else
Holtz
we got?
And
Lou
Flint.
Holtz.
Sure. Flint.
Holtz isn't dead
Flint.
Yet.
Flint is an add-on.
they throw a guy who's alive in as the hologram coach. What about Lou Holtz?
Oh, yeah. He's alive.
Yeah. He'll work.
They can hologram him.
Chicago
Ditka's
Bears fan, hologram Lou Holtz. Lou Holtz is still alive.
Exactly.
So what?
Ditka's still alive, too. There has to be a hologram of him, like, in his 40s.
Yeah, prime 50s. Times.
Yeah.
Okay. I think the fans in Chicago would be more excited about a hologram coach at this point.
So let me get this straight. They're about to move to a new stadium, and they just hired a guy no one's ever heard of?
Well, that's always the case.
Essentially, yes. And nobody ever heard of Matt Nagy, either.
Right.
No one ever heard of Babe Ruth
nobody
until
ever...
the second game.
Who was the guy before Nagy?
Mark Trestman.
Trestman, yeah. He was another.
God.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Dick Geron.
Horrible.
Geron was all right.
Geron had a hell of an overbite.
Lovey.
John Fox. Oh, I'm sorry. John Fox was after Trestman. It went Trestman, Fox, Nagy. And then
Ty Willingham?
Tyrone Willingham never coached the Bears. He was at Notre Dame and Stanford, but he was at one time, I'm sure he was thought of in the discussion.
He should be.
Yeah. As is Isaiah Thomas.
Absolutely.
He's the theme of the show tonight.
Pride of the West Side.
The two running themes of the show tonight, Isaiah Thomas and Tammy. They ran from the beginning of the show till the end.
Oh, Tammy's
of the
coming
show.
Back for a finale soon.
Maybe Tammy. Could we get a hologram of Tammy on the sidelines, too? Put her in some Bears gear.
That would be a great Bears hire.
I'll have to ask her.
The Chicago Tammy, Bears hire Houlihan's neighbor, hologram Tammy. She was a defensive coordinator for Nick Saban for 7 seasons.
Yeah.
She moved to River Forest, Illinois to teach young children how to play Madden.
Her boyfriend once locked himself out of the apartment.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But a hologram Tammy, sure.
Hologram Tammy for the win.
Hey, Bears hired Hologram Tammy. I couldn't be happier.
She's still alive, too.
She's great.
She's absolutely alive.
She's a master at the play action, you know?
Tammy Holtz. We don't want to hire you, but we'd like to hire the hologram if we can do that.
You know what Tammy's last name is?
No.
I do.
Oh. What is it?
Holtz.
Tammy Holtz.
Tammy Holtz, the new robot coach we created.
Now I'm going to see her. I'm going to forget. I'm going to run into her once. And I'll be like, Holtz, right? She's going to be like, no.
Just say, play like a champion today and then headbutt her.
I'm like, where did I think of why her name was Holtz? And I'm going to remember this.
Because the headbutt helmets, you know?
Clay, you love the headbutt. You talk about the headbutt. Just headbutt that guy. Like the headbutt him.
I was referring to football helmets, butting.
Oh.
I've never pulled the headbutt off in real life, I don't think.
No, it's kind of a dangerous maneuver.
It's just, you never think to kind do of, it.
You know, if you get a guy good enough, you crack your head open.
If you're used to punching people, you're going to stick with that.
A headbutt. Yeah. What are you working on in 2022? Trying to master the headbutt. you ever seen anybody really headbutt a guy good?
Oh, yeah.
If I saw somebody get headbutted live, I'd be like, wow, I can't believe
it. I think it happens in England a lot.
People are getting headbutted.
Yeah, they love that.
The British like headbutting.
Yeah, because all that soccer playing, all that ball handling.
Yes. Yeah. We're at the end. If you've enjoyed the last hour of this program, you can find archives if you go to hibernianradio.org, or you can search for us on iTunes at Hooli's Hooli Show.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
I do want to thank our sponsors once again. That's Fox's Beverly Pizza out in the Beverly neighborhood. Yes. Bill's reading Chicago.
He's reading a magazine.
The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub.
Yeah.
Flood Brothers Disposal.
Yep.
And Guinness Irish Stout. Guinness is good for you. Until next week, any last words with people?
Have a nice time, everyone.
Yeah. See ya. Don't headbutt anybody.
What you see, I've come to help you with your problems.